Welcome to the Inside Mac Games Podcast. My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting with me this week is William Miller, who, do you have a new title this week, William?
I do, as a matter of fact. I just signed the paperwork, and I'm now an employee of Harmonix Music Systems to work on Guitar Hero 2.
Yeah!
That's right. That's right, what's-his-face, Guitar Hero 2. Suck on that.
And guys, I gotta let you know, there's only two tonight. Me and Miller are going to be pulling it home, all right? This is the first time. I don't think we've ever had two before, so we'll see how this turns out. So hold on to your seats.
So if you don't like fart jokes and stuff.
So hold on to your seats for the Mac Gaming News for May 20th, 2006.
All right, Blake Buck, I have a proposition. You ready?
Oh, I'm ready for your proposition.
All right. I say we do the news, the roll-off, if you will, together. Are you ready?
It's not going to work.
Freeverse announces Totem Ball for Xbox Live.
Aspyr posts May's new letter.
New WoW Burning Crusade race.
Mac Game Store pre-order X-Plane 8 Deluxe.
Game Launcher 1.2 released.
America's Army explains the dropping of the Mac client.
Apple announces 13-inch MacBook.
A new Manhattan Apple store has been opened.
And Tunster's blog, The Bungie Years Part 1.
All this and more on this week's Inside Mac Games Podcast.
That was good. The best
that was
of
good.
Both worlds.
We best have, of both.
We have the idiot, which is you, and me.
The employee of Harmonix Studios, or whatever the hell they are. All right,
That's
so right. Freeverse has announced Totem Ball for Xbox Live, so this is a game by Strange Flavor, and they've announced they are developing Totem Ball, a camera-controlled musical performance adventure game. Yeah, right there, for the Xbox Live Online Entertainment Network. So, let's say, I guess this is Ian, probably. Oh, yeah. It says, we're excited to be bringing the innovative game to the incredible gaming platform. Totem Ball will provide new experience for Xbox 360 gamers. So, Freeverse diversifying, the key word of the Mac gaming industry, guys. Aspyr has been on the ball with it. Freeverse is starting to get on the ball with it. Diversification. I love it. I love it.
Now, I got to mention something. I talked to Bruce Morrison the other day, and that was not exactly Ian you were talking to. That was Mark, one of the programmers, Mark Levin, I think, who was posing as the president of Freeverse Software. Although he did preach the gospel to a T regarding monkeys and such. So,
well, so last week on our podcast, we did a prank call to Freeverse, and I didn't think it was I didn't think it was Ian, because I met Ian, and that didn't sound like him.
No, well, I think this is a great move. You know, we could kind of see it coming. I mean, if they don't diversify, they're going to die fast and quiet. So more Xbox titles, even though it's Xbox Live, which isn't quite as high profile, you know, it's still an Xbox game, which sort of sets them up to develop for the platform later on. I think it's great. I just can't wait for the Freeverse to make a Wii game.
Oh,
look,
man.
Laugh all you want.
Look, I want the Wii.
So bad. I'm going to get two of them so I can beat my Nintendog with that controller. Bad, Nintendog. Bad.
I decided that I'm going to get the word Nintendo tattooed on my junk. So whenever I see ladies, I say, hey, you want to play with my Wii?
Oh, my God. Aspyr posts May newsletter. Our friends at Aspyr Media have posted May edition of their monthly newsletter. The newsletter provides news on some of Aspyr's upcoming Mac titles, including Call of Duty 2, Civilization 4, and more. Read that clip from the newsletter. Go!
Things continue to progress, on the Mac Universal patches, blah, blah, blah. Civilization 3 Universal should be coming out soon. Sims 2 University and Nightlife. So they're releasing the Sims. Call of Duty's coming out. It requires a 1.8 gigahertz processor, but again, might run on slower machines. So things are looking up over at Aspyr. So lots of releases coming from them.
You like how I passed off the entire meat of that article on you because I didn't want to do it?
But see,
you like that?
I'm such a professional that I was able to handle it with grace.
Except you look for numbers and you go.
Oh, don't worry, I edited that out.
Oh,
new World
God.
Of Warcraft Crusade Race has been announced. William Miller, what do you think without reading the news? Go!
The Draenei will be joining forces with the Alliance. You know, I don't play WoW, so this doesn't really mean anything to me. I guess that's cool. Somebody want to tell me what a Draenei is? You
I
can
don't think
draw a
it's.
picture of a Draenei with Blake Buck's face
Look,
on it, send it to
look.
podcast inside Matt Gates.
Here's what a Draenei would be if I drew it. It would be a drain and then an eye.
We need my
Draenei.
roommate. We need my roommate here to make the noise for us.
Oh, yeah, what was it? Troglodyte. All right, we're blowing through this. Mat Game Store pre-order of X-Plane 8 has been announced. It comes on 7 DVDs.
Oh my god.
That is X-Plane is a flight simulator. It uses I believe the buzzword is like a blade dynamic technology. So instead of like using charts and tables to calculate the physics, it has a algorithm and stuff. So apparently it's a lot more accurate than like Microsoft's flight simulator, and it's used in a lot of actually real-world flight simulators that big companies use. Anyway, this new install is going to be 60 gigs.
There better be some booby.jpg on that 60 gigs. I'm going to be really angry. What? 60 gigs of plane models? Or
No, it's of
what?
Like Earth. Like pictures of
All
the
of
Earth.
It.
So
they,
you might,
and,
maybe the Grand
yeah.
Teton Mountains might count as a booby.jpg from space.
And the internet, they threw that into all of it.
The entire internet, it fits on 60 gigs. Very good.
Game Launcher 1.2 has been released. To Sublime Design has released Game Launcher 1.2, a small Macintosh gamer utility designed to solve the unsightly problem of quitting all your applications every time you want to relax and play a game. Now, this is a great piece of software.
Have you used it?
I haven't, but I've heard of it. And one of the big differences between developing on macOS 9 versus macOS 10 is that in 9 you could absolutely capture all of the processor and other hardware. In 10 you can't do that, and sort of 10 sort of limits you in a lot of ways. I don't think this really solves that problem, but it sort of addresses it. And again, that's one of the reasons that games tend to run faster on Windows, is that you can capture all the hardware to use. But I think it's nice. It you know, as long as I don't have some, like, I don't know, some important document that Game Launcher eats.
Well, see, I actually tried this. I downloaded it, but I couldn't really figure out what it did. So now that you've kind of explained it to me, it makes a little more sense.
So
will you see a performance
this
increase?
This would really help. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure quitting all your applications before you play a game is going to increase your performance, but I don't think it does more than that. I think it just takes, because you know me, Blake Buck. You alt tab on my computer, you need two or three screens to see.
It's got like two rows of alt tabs.
Yeah, I never quit anything, and this would help me out.
All right, so you can check that over at mattgamefiles.com, the number one website in Matt Game Filage. All right.
You know, we don't have Tunser here.
I know.
Tunser,
I was going to, I put this on there because I was going to get Tunser kind of explain how it's it, because he wrote this article, so I figured he's probably used it and was going to explain it to us, and he dropped out last minute. So, you know, thanks a lot, Tunser. And then Justin Fick on a hot date every night. Damn.
Oh, so speaking of which, I don't know why this reminded me. So we got an email in the other day talking about Allie's segues in the last show.
Mm-hmm.
That's not Justin Fick's girlfriend. That's my girlfriend, you understand?
What? William Miller, you do not have a girlfriend, all right?
Okay, just clarifying, because, you know.
You do not, all right? I've got dibs.
You've got dibs on the men. Take this article, go.
All right, America's Army explains the dropping of America's Army Mac client. I would guess, without reading this article, lack of money. Let's see. Let me actually read this article.
Is it really that big of a deal to support it? I mean,
Ryan planned to continue to support the clients on his own, so we felt it wasn't necessary to officially announce dropping support, only that we then turn it around to the new clients.
What are you saying?
I understand what this news says now. Essentially, essentially, the people with the money over at America's Army are like, yeah, we're not paying Ryan Gordon, and we haven't been paying him for like a year. So we're dropping support. But he's still going to be putting out new ones, supposedly. Because Ryan Gordon rocks my face. He sent us an email this week. We'll get to that later.
Apple has announced 13-inch MacBooks. Now, I went to the website here, and I saw these sexy computers. They have a black one. So hot. So hot. But then, I'm reading down the specs, right? I'm reading down. Mm-hmm. All looks good. Then I see Intel GMA 950.
What? Those collection of numbers and letters mean nothing to me.
Well, I know, but to me, because I'm not an idiot. Okay, so.
Everybody but an idiot would know what an Intel IGMA is, obviously.
Well, of course. This was the thing we griped about when we reviewed the Mac Mini, right? The Intel integrated.
Oh, it's integrated?
Yeah, the graphics card. It's a 64 meg integrated card.
What the deuce?
I know.
But I've heard those MacBook integrated or the Mac Mini integrated cards actually don't run that bad.
They're awesome. They're 256 ATI things. They're really fast. They're the pretty much the same card you get in the iMac or the iMac, I think. So I'm sold on the MacBook Pro myself. But if you're not doing any graphics intensive stuff and you want a nice small sleek little thing similar to what you'd get in your 12-inch PowerBook of olden day, pick one of these things up. They start at like just around $1,000 for the white one. You have to pay $200 more for the black one.
Are you ready for the announcement?
Go.
I'd like to announce that Ben Buck has purchased a black MacBook. My brother, Ben Buck.
This is the guy that makes a crater in the mattress.
So, look, I was like, Ben Buck, you're going to have to write us a review of this MacBook. So, I don't know if Ian has anybody queued up to write the review, but they've been bumped out because Ben Buck is going to do it.
Double B.
Double B.
So, a new Manhattan Apple store.
What? Don't take my damn news. Now, a new Apple store has been opened in Manhattan.
You know, I'm going to be the one to make the comment about the house made of glass. Have you looked at this picture? Mm-hmm.
I've seen this picture.
It's I'm going to throw a rock at it.
Oh, you're going to throw a rock at it. You, sir, Pastor Steve would not approve of that.
Sorry, Pastor Steve. I will not be the one to throw the first stone. I'm sorry.
But apparently it's got this little kind of
now,
glass.
A biblical reference? Did you not get my biblical reference? Pastor Steve, I'm sure you're rolling over there. Blake Buck.
I got it. Don't throw rocks or glass house rocks, something.
Article
some
go.
Combination. All right, so essentially, this new Apple store is underground, and to get into it, you go into a glass cube and descend the stairwell. Awesome.
It's like Kefka's Tower in Final Fantasy VI. It doesn't have a door at the bottom, so you got to fight your way down from the top. Oh, man.
Oh, awesome.
you better have high-level characters to do this Apple store.
So I actually didn't... This article isn't even on IMG yet, because it just came out today. But my girlfriend actually found me this link, and she sent it to me, and I was looking at it, and I was talking to her, and she was like, you know, this really reminds me of the Louvre in Paris. And I was like, oh, yeah, it really does. She was like, wait a minute. Blake Buck, you don't know what the Louvre is. And I was like, yes, I do. I drove my car over it in Midtown Madness 3. So don't talk to me about not knowing landmarks. I've got my video games. Watch my back.
Now, guys, I told you my anecdote about San Francisco, how Blake knew every landmark because he destroyed the place in GTA. We went over that, right? Okay, I think we did. Oh,
yes.
Oh, my God. You're going to have to take this Tensor blog thing because I get enough of Tensor. I didn't read it.
All right. Well, Big Papa T has had another blog update. This year, he talks a little bit about his time in Bungie as well as post. There's a little video segment of Tensor back in the 90s. That's right. You'll get to hear actual footage of Tensor's voice as he shoots his Bungie employees with a video camera. And I think the year is 1993. So how old would that have made him?
I don't know, but like, he must have chiseled the images in rock.
So if you'd like to know, he kind of addresses some issues about game development, and I believe the quote he said was, 3 years I'd have spent developing games were the best and worst times of my life. So it's an interesting read. Go check it out. But take everything he says with a grain of salt. Come on.
It's Tunser.
Come on,
Dennis.
It's Tunser. It's Tunser Dennis. Have you seen his head?
It's not as square as your head.
It's Arabian.
Oh my God, Blake Buck, segue to these emails. Go.
I'll bring back our popular character from the last podcast.
Our Commander Wu Kong will now do the segue. All right, it's time for listener emails. All right, we're gonna do the listener emails. Okay, so the first one It comes from
who is this?
Chris. Still gaming on the Mac in the UK. Thanks, Chris.
All right, so he says, hello once more. Jets and Guns is a fantastic game, well worth the £10. Good sir, I do not know what pounds are. That's how I weigh my Xbox.
No. You weigh things in
look,
Xboxes.
Look.
Blake Buck measures volume and mass
in Xboxes.
I've
but look, it makes sense.
Because
look, I know exactly how much an Xbox weighs. Okay, so if you're like this is 60 pounds, I can think, huh? 6 Xboxes. That's pretty heavy. I might want to get a dolly for that. So I'm not surprised it's selling well. Something about the game encompasses mass destruction and mayhem is blah, 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 blah. Anyway, episode 23 was hilarious, and I know who William Miller is, and he provides several links.
William Miller is a mineralogist and crystallographer who lived in Britain in the 1880s.
That's you.
He was educated at St. John's College in Cambridge, where he graduated in 1826. As a filth wrangler? Wikipedia, you are dumb. All right. Thanks for the links and the love, Chris. I appreciate it.
Oh, don't worry. The next link is a little... the next email provides some love, too. It says, hey, Justin... Hey, Blake, Justin Fick and Tunzer, and the real backbone of the show, William Miller. Loved your prank call, although you sound more like this man than anyone else. And if you look down in your iTunes box, you'll see Blake Buck there, and then it turns into Kermit the Frog. You know what?
I commend Wukong does not appreciate your insinuations that I sound like Kermit the Frog, alright? Okay.
You know, this email was sent by Michael, and his last name rhymes with Bay.
That's right, his name is Michael May. So I put the whole name on there because if you got a name like Michael May, be loud and proud, alright?
So I don't get this next one. Inside Matt Games podcast team, and in parenthetical, Blake.
Blake Buck. That's me.
I guess that means it's just him.
I'm the show here. I'm the party.
We're going to skip this one.
He
all
says,
right,
I just wanted
email
to...
From, no, we're skipping it. We got an email from
Keo.
No.
Hang on, let me see if he says anything important. No. Oh, wait. There is one thing good. He says, Blake, if you could take the time to edit out Justin Fick's Tootsie Roll eating, normalize your laugh. It's so unexpectedly loud that it hurts... It hurts when you're wearing headphones. Too bad.
See, Blake Buck's laugh is like Buzzer X.
It's like Buzzer X, exactly. It has to explode your ears when you hear it.
To normalize it would be a crime. It's like censoring, you know, a great work of literature or some such bullshit. I don't know. We got another email from... God, this thing is going to hell in a handbasket. We got another one from Keo. Wait, no. It's this is not pronounced Keo, is it?
It's Kyo.
Kyo. I remember. Blake what? Did not write it in the email. I remember. He says, I'm sure you guys are getting a lot of these. All the goodness that is free marathon for the Mac. And indeed, if you go to trilogyrelease.bungie.org, you could get the whole thing.
Ooh.
Blake...
Look, you know my proclamation. Blake Buck will never play marathon ever again. Ever.
Now, see, we should make a contest out of this. If our listeners can do X, Blake will play through and document the entire experience of the entire marathon.
I can make it a video kind of thing. Blake
Buck
plays marathon, D.
Right, but it's got to be a real challenging...
Oh, yeah, we'll have to think of the real challenging, because I don't want to just give away my marathon virginity.
No.
All right, so our next email comes from our good buddy Ryan Gordon, and he tells us that the prank call to Freeverse was comedy gold.
It was comedy
Ryan,
gold.
If you think the podcast is funny, why aren't you coming on, buddy? We've got no guests. Hey, where's the guest?
He's a machine, Blake Buck. You forget.
Oh, I do
this
forget.
This man actually works for a living and does a lot of work.
That's true. I do not.
See, I'm insulting you and buttering him up at the same time. I think I'm doing a pretty good job.
That's good.
All right.
Good
it says here in my email that Blake has a group of emails that he will cover, and they go here.
That's right.
Go Blake Buck.
Go Blake Buck. All right. So just today, I've gotten a series of bizarre emails. So I'm going to read through each of these emails and see if you or any of our IMG listeners can figure out what's going on here. Okay. And this first one is from the Tech Tips forums. Welcome to the Tech Tips professional community. You've just joined thousands of other professional, hundreds of peer-to-peer non-commercial support forums. Blah, blah, blah. It goes on about their organization, and it says, your handle is Durandal Dude, and your password is 2D Satan. I go on to the next email. Dear Durandal Dude, thank you for registering at winguides.com. Your password is S-A-S-A-P-R. I don't know, Sassaper? I don't know what that means. Next email! Tech support forum, guys. Okay. Thank you, R, for joining the tech support forums guide. Dear JFick, thank you for becoming a member of About.com. At About.com, blah, blah, blah. Your member name is JFick, and your password is poor you.
Somebody's got it out for us, Blake Buck, and I think I know who it is.
You think you know. Maybe you don't.
Oh, maybe I don't.
Okay, I don't know if this is... I don't think this is anything Sippin wrote, but in bold text here in this email, I guess this is one of their news stories at some Japanese food website. It says, your butt is breaking my heart. Does your heart skip a beat every time you're near someone special? It could be love, but it might be cigarettes. Smoking cessation guide Christine Rowley recounts the results of the blob... Oh my god, what is this?
Okay, so...
Wait, there's no, there's more. It's from DirecTV Satellite. Thank you for joining our network. Your address is Blake Buck, 209 Bourbon Street, New Orleans, Louisiana. I have an inkling of who this might be.
Who do you think?
I don't know. We'll see if the listeners can figure it out.
If you have a guess as to who this mystery person is, send us an email at podcast@insidemacgames.com.
And you know what? Somebody's going to do it.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to send us an email that says, Sippin, where's my prize?
No, we're not giving out prizes. You don't understand. No. Did Tunzer get on a rant about the guy that kept harassing him about a prize?
Oh, yeah.
You remember that? Like, oh, my God. Anyway, I was going to say, we were coming up with cute names for body parts, me and my girlfriend, and the one for butt is Blake Buck. And that's actually what it is. It's been integrated into
our
lexicon.
Get your Blake Buck out of my face!
Exactly. All right, so get this. There's this gas station, right? And it's like a couple minutes walk from where I live, right? Uh-huh. And it's run by this crazy Hispanic woman. and you can get hot dogs for like nothing at this place. Like 50 cents, okay? Chili dogs, mind you.
Oh, all right. Okay.
And so we get them in powers of eight.
Powers of eight.
See, I've already told this story to Blake once, and it went from multiples of eight to powers of eight, just so you know. And so there's a Krispy Kreme donut station right beside the hot dog station.
Oh, man.
So what we've worked out is we get one of the big donut boxes, and we arrange the hot dogs in the box so they take up the whole area. And this is like, you know, 10 hot dogs per box. And then you could just pour chili in the box. So it's just, you have to like fish them out, right? Because it's like a soup, you know. Just about every other night we go and we drop $8 on some outrageous amount of artery clogging, you know, death soup.
You know, that reminds me. So I was at Sonic the other day. This is a different story, William Miller. We're at Sonic the other day. We're ordering drinks, right? And so I decided I want to get. Let me get. Or no, what? Wasn't you? Yeah, it was Ariel. She ordered. I wrote it down exactly what she ordered. A cherry and vanilla fresh fruit slush and the Route 44 size. You know what that translates to in Blake Buck terms? I want the big f***ing drink. Ice. Red.
Because red is a flavor. Just like that Kool-Aid commercial. There was this Kool-Aid commercial where they had all these little kids. They were shouting out their favorite flavors. And there was like berry and strawberry. And then one kid's like, blue.
Somebody knows what blue is.
But it's a flavor.
It's just water, sugar, and blue.
And blue, exactly. Anyway, moving on.
Alright, and now it's time for... Oh, God, what is it? Oh, the contest!
I forgot what it was.
I'm not right. Good.
We better have some heat for this contest.
Look, we got no heat. Look, I moved to a new podcast setup, and I don't have any of my equipment to play back you guys' clips on the air. So guess what? We're extending the contest another week.
Oh, my God. You are so fat and lazy. I can't believe you. These people want results. They want it.
Well, on a side note, we got some good submissions, and I don't want to. While we're still getting some good submissions, I don't want to cut the contest off too early, because I just have a feeling we're going to get one that just totally blows us out of the water. So, some good submissions, you guys keep them coming. We'll keep listening to them. Next week, we'll play a couple on the air. We'll see what happens. So, who knows? By the way, if this is your first time tuning in, we have a contest to work us up a promo to play on other podcasts of our show.
Okay, the criteria is it has to be 30 seconds to a minute.
Right.
And it has to advertise our show as it would be played on another podcast. So we got to know where to find the show, how to get there, and how awesome it is. And it must feature at least one explosion.
Absolutely. Okay, and now it's time for a segue to Stump Buck.
And now it's time for listener. Oh God, why do I keep saying listener emails? God. And now it's time for a stump book.
All right, Buck.
All right. Miller. All right, I'm ready for your power.
Now I know.
You got to bring the heat for both yourself, William Miller, Justin Fick, and Tunser Dennis. So this is a triple heat you got to lay on me.
A triple heat? Well, I know for a fact that you have not played this game because you refused to play it when I told you how awesome it was.
Oh, then I might know what it is, though.
Yeah, but you have to play it, see?
Okay.
That's the whole thing.
See if we've played it. I'll see. Maybe I've had a change of heart since we talked about it.
Uh-huh. My game is one that I love and that I played much of in the office environment.
Oh, is this Final Contact? I done played that game.
It is not Final Contact, a great game made by Green Dragon Creations, which I was sort of a part of. But no, this is a game that overshadows even Final Contact. Monumentous work it was. My game this week is Spaceward Ho.
Spaceward Ho.
Yes.
Spaceward Ho. That sounds like a hot coffee ready to happen.
No. Spaceward Ho is... It's like, okay, you remember Masters of Orion 2?
No. Okay. That's a game for nerds. Just listen to the title.
All right.
I'm gonna go play Masters of Orion 2!
Okay, well, it's Masters of Orion 2, except good and fun. It's a space conquest game, and it came with no instructions, and, yeah, you go around and you conquer planets and you can play it like over a LAN and it's turn based. You'd hate it.
Damn it! My laptop keeps zapping me. Has that ever happened to anybody else? My laptop is electrocuting me.
What?
Like, you know, it's made out of metal and I think the plug I got it to is a little unsafe. You know what I'm saying? And if I get like my arm that just to barely touch it, it zaps me.
Now, how come that doesn't just completely destroy your computer?
Look, I don't know how it happens. All right, I'm just telling you, my arms are being melted by electricity. All right.
Oh well, I win. For all those absent today, I'd like to.
Lame.
I'd like to thank God.
I like to thank Jesus Christ every single day.
Oh my God, this is falling apart. What's next? Let's just get it done.
No. Okay, William Miller, you got a mini review. Go.
I'm trying to think if I've played any games.
All right, well, Blake Buck has got another mini review for you. All right, so, hey, Ariel, what was the name of that game?
Wait a minute. She's here?
Shut up! All right. Shut up, William Miller. All right, so... So my girlfriend the other day downloaded a game called Teddy Bear Factory. And it just came out last week, and it was hot news, so I was like, we're gonna try out this Teddy Bear Factory. So here's how it works. There's a hole and a conveyor belt that kind of zips around, and then another hole at the other end of the screen. And teddy bears come down the conveyor belt, and you have to click them and assemble teddy bears. This is literally just clicking the parts as they come out of the conveyor belt. That's the game. This is
easy. What? Do you have to position the parts on the bear?
No, you click an arm, and then you click another arm, and the two are kind of like held in the air, and then you click like a foot, and then it'll attach the foot, and then they all come out in order. So like you just have to keep clicking what's coming out, and you win. It was the dumbest game I've ever played, and it sucks zero D's out of four.
I like your D rating system, Blinkbook. It was not heavy at all. This yeah, game, it's, not
it's,
heavy.
It's 1 to 4 D's, and then there's the heavy D when it's really good.
Oh, man. Well, I've come to the conclusion that I haven't played any new games probably in about 6 years. So I don't have a mini review, although I will get on that for the next podcast. You can give me a little slap on the wrist later if you'd like.
Ooh.
We do, however, have some news regarding the game that we discussed on one podcast a while
back. We gotta have Ahmed give us a segue.
And now it's time for the E7 Mac Game Report Cast game!
Okay, so there's been some work on this.
Yes,
actually,
it's not dead.
It's not dead since school is winding down for us. And Blake Buck and William Miller are, and I guess Tunser Dennis, if he decides to show up next time, are hard at work on a design document for a new game that utilizes the Unity engine. We covered this before. Do we want to tell them what kind of it is?
I guess we could give them a little teaser of what we've been thinking about. Now this is just...
All right, I got this under control.
Oh, okay. Right. William Miller, drive this boat.
Okay. So, think you got a tank, and you're at the end of the game, and the ultimate weapon shoots smaller tanks. Your tank is so big, it shoots smaller tanks.
That's the game. That's our whole design doc right there. Tank!
Yeah. Tank. That's actually the tentative title. That's T-A-N-K.
Exclamation
all
mark.
Capital letters.
No,
exclamation
no, 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 no. Yes. Needs no exclamation mark. T-A-N-K. That's it.
Yeah.
So just to let you guys know, we should hopefully have a halfway fleshed out design doc by next week. Maybe we can give you a little progress update on the game on the podcast game over the next few weeks. So the ball is rolling.
The ball is rolling, and you might be seeing art soon. I'm hard at work on
Actually,
that.
Don't I have a screenshot? I could just stick into the album art right now.
Well, that's a proxy object.
Well,
I'd rather not release that.
Well, I can look at it. Ain't nothing wrong
all
with
right,
that.
Fine.
All right, there it goes. Look down. There it is. Blam.
Yeah, nothing. I'm, you know, 5 minutes in Maya, whatever. David Helgeson, don't hang us. We're still in there. We promise. We promise. It's going good.
Did you know? I went to Chick-fil-A today, and they had unlimited freaking chicken nuggets. $8 got me unlimited chicken nuggets. I've never had a deal that good in my f***ing life.
You know, my roommate and I were talking about the merits of the 30-cent cheeseburger day at McDonald's. You know how many cheeseburgers you can get for 30 cents? You know how many you know how many regular burgers you can get for 25 cents?
How many?
I mean, just take a minute and think about that.
Okay, I'm thinking.
Right. Okay. Moving on.
All right, I got to wind up for this one. I got to wind up.
All right.
I can't do any faster than last week. Last week was the fastest I've ever done it. I can't top that.
You can try. I believe in the heart of the cards.
The heart of the cards? That's like that Sony press event. Remember that Sony press event where they were like, we got this, you can use an iToy and put down cards, and it's like you're battling Pokemon on your iToy.
Well, I was referencing Yu-Gi-Oh, but that's okay.
Oh, no, it's just like Yu-Gi-Oh. You put the cards on the table, and then iToy can, like, recognize the cards and, like, draws, like, monsters coming out of the cards and attacking each other.
Nice.
All right, here we go. All right, that doesn't mean making you want to do that!
pretty good, Blake Buck. I'd say the show was pretty good. Although I can't wait for our compatriots to join us again. And if you hated this show, we're sorry.
Look, this is, we're actually recording the show on Thursday. We normally do it on Tuesday, but nobody even showed up on Tuesday. This is our second attempt, and they're all going down the shitter. So, you know, this is what you get. A good show. Enjoy.
Enjoy. And we were doing so good, too. Episodes 20 and up were gold.
Gold. All of them. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah.
All right, we'd like to thank the Pod Show, Pod Safe Music. Now, from on all the pod music in this podcast. Oh, hey, by the way, guys, just want to let you know that by the time you're hearing this, I want to have a video review in the Inside Mac Games podcast feed. So if that's not there, man, I've been laying on my ass on doing my job. It should be coming out in the next few days.
You know, Tunzer forbid Blake from doing this. Because he wants you to go on Inside Mac Games and look at all the advertisements while you're watching the movie.
No.
But Blake Buck is going to do it
anyway. That's right. For the listeners.
Sticking it to the man.
That's right. It's Big Papa T.
Papa T is going to drop the hammer one of these days. And it's going
to
be over.
He's just going, take the RSS feed hostage. Make us bend to his will.
Yep.
All right, you guys can't be gay on the podcast anymore. I've changed the name of the feed and locked you out until you stop being gay.
He can do it all himself. Get ready.
All right, we'd also like to thank, who do we thank? We also like to, we never say this, but we're a member of the Tech Podcast Network. You can go over and check it out, all the action over at techpodcast.com. If you'd like to send us an email, just shoot us off an email at podcast@insidemacgames.com or call our listener line at 206-98-GAMES. And by the way, last week, I don't know if we got any more, but there's some Mac gaming website that makes like some Tetris clone, and somehow their feedback number for like support has gotten changed, 206-98-GAMES.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Lindsay Mann. I downloaded Tetris Arena and I paid for it last year. Unfortunately, I lost my registration code. I was wondering if somebody can call me back and help me with that. My number is 617-6608.
You know what we should do? We should call these people back because we get their numbers. Ahmed Wukong is going to call them back and tell them what the deal is.
Oh, I love it.
All right, so from all of us here at Inside Mac Games, I'm Blake Buck.
And I'm William Miller.
And that's it. There's nobody else.
And we will see you next time.